8.
It should not have made the difference that it did, and yet it did. Their three visitors stayed for 2 nights, going swimming with the Kotick during the second day. Bayer met Erst again that night. The following day the visitors left, climbing into the module which the unacceptable behaviour sent down for them. The ship was heading off to loop round a proto-nova a few thousand years distant. It would be back in 2 weeks to drop off any further supplies they might need. DeGale's baby would be born a couple of weeks after that. The next ship due to visit would be another year away, when they might have doubled the human population of the planet. They stood together on the beach. DeGale held Bayer's hand as the module climbed into the slate-colored clouds. Later that evening, Bayer found DeGale watching the recording in the tower's top room where the screens were. Tears ran down her face. There were no monitor systems on the tower itself. It must have been one of the independent camera drones. This one must have landed on the tower that night, found two large mammals there, and started recording. DeGale turned to look at Bayer, her face streaked with the tears. Bayer felt a sudden welling of anger. On the screen she watched the two people embracing, caressing on the tower's moonlit roof, and heard the soft gasps and whisperings.
"Yes," Bayer said, smiling ironically as she pulled off the wetsuit. "Old Este. Quite a lass. You shouldn't cry, you know. Upsets the body's fluid balance for baby."
DeGale threw a glass at her. It smashed behind Bayer on the winding stair. A little servitor drone scurried past Bayer's feet and windmilled down the carpeted steps on its little limbs to start cleaning up the mess. Bayer looked into her lover's face. DeGale's swollen breasts rose and fell within her shirt, and her face was flushed. Bayer continued to peel off bits of the wetsuit.
"It was a bit of light relief for grief's sake," she said, keeping her voice even. "Just a friendly fuck. A loose-end sort of thing. How could you do this to us?" DeGale screamed.
"Do what?" Bayer protested, still trying to keep her voice from rising. "What have I done?"
"Screwing my best friend, here, now, after everything."
Bayer kept calm.
"Does it count as screwing, technically, when neither of you has a penis?"
She assumed a pained, puzzled expression.
"You shit, don't laugh about it," DeGale screamed.
Her voice was hoarse, unlike anything Bayer had heard from her before.
"Don't you fucking laugh about it!"
DeGale was suddenly up out of her seat and dashing towards her, arms raised. Bayer caught her wrist.
"DeGale," she said as the other woman struggled and sobbed and tried to shake her hands free, "you're being ridiculous. I always fucked other people. You were fucking other people when you were giving me all this shit about being my still points. We both knew. It wasn't like we were juveniles or in some dumb monogamy cult or something. Shit, so I stuck my fingers in your pal's cunt, so fucking what? She's gone, I'm still here, you're still here. The fucking kid's still in your belly, yours is in mine. Isn't that what you said is all that matters?"
"You bastard! You bastard!" DeGale cried and collapsed. Bayer tried to support her as she crumpled to the floor, sobbing uncontrollably.
"Oh, DeGale, come on. This isn't anything that matters. We never swore to be faithful, did we? It was just a friendly... It was just politeness for fuck's sake. I didn't even think it was worth mentioning. Come on, I know this is a tough time for you, and there's all these hormones and shit in your body, but this is crazy. You're reacting crazily. Fuck off, and leave me alone," DeGale spat, her voice reduced to a croak. "Leave me alone." to jail." Baa said, kneeling down beside her, "Please, look, I'm sorry, I really am. I've never apologized for fucking anybody in my life before. I swore I never would, but I'm doing it now. I can't undo it, but I didn't realize it would affect you like this. If I had, I wouldn't have done it, I swear. I'd never have done it. It was she who kissed me first. I didn't set out to seduce her or anything, but I'd have said no. I'd have said no, really I would. It wasn't my idea. It wasn't my fault. I'm sorry. What more can I say? What can I do?" It did no good. Tijel wouldn't talk after that. She wouldn't be carried to her bed. She didn't want to be touched or be brought anything to eat or drink. Baa sat at the screen controls while Tijel whimpered on the floor. Baa found the recording the camera drone had taken and wiped it.